Good morning, good evening. I don't know when you're listening to this, man, but it's Thoughty Thursday, October 15th. It's about 10 o'clock in the morning. We're going to talk about a few things here, something to do with media, some things to do with media creation companies. You know what I'm saying? A little bit on some hate mail. That being said, man, let's get it started. Right. So here in Minnesota, right? Actually, I should just reframe this. They say the early bird gets the worm.
Fucking lies.
Here in Minnesota, the early bird gets fucking frostbite. It's about all you're getting. What's going on, man? I hope you guys are good. Hope you're doing really well. I got myself a lemon pure leaf brewed tea. A little bit of coffee this morning, but not too much, man. I was already amped up. A lot of shit on my mind before I get into anything, okay? I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. Previous episodes, queuing up a playlist. I'm noticing that a lot of people are listening to a lot of the past podcast/fucking audio. And I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys coming through. Taking the time out of your day really does mean a lot to me, so thank you very much for supporting the new movement here on HTL and letting me do my thing with you. Man, I've been combing through the hate mail. And yes, to be honest, I get it on every single episode, okay? I get DMs, I get fucking bootleg emails. It's crazy. It is nuts. And it really shows how fragile people's mindset is, right? Even when you tell a story about something that happened in your life, right? They internalizing this shit right now. They're fucking making it about them. They have to turn it around. They have to flip the narrative. And it's a strange place we're in socially, fucking worldwide. Everybody's got to make things about themselves, right? For example, if you had gotten a Big Mac with too much sauce, which I seen on Twitter the other day, I was reading through the comments and I really noticed that everybody was trying to flip the narrative to include themselves. This is an identity problem. I really, really, truly believe in my head and my heart. This is an identity problem we're going through right now, man. When shit isn't even about you and you're trying to make it about yourself, what in the whack are you doing? What is that? It makes no sense. And that's what a lot of this hate mail is that I get is people are like, I don't know if you want to call it like, showing their insecurities, right? Because, I mean, I talked about some real shit. This is Hard Talk Life. I'm talking about my life, the way I see things. And yes, they might not be, you know, SJW type shit. You know, maybe it's not the court of popular opinion. Maybe it's my perception. Maybe it's not your perception. But that's okay. But not in this mail, not in this. You know, people telling me to go off a bridge. You know, stuff like that. Like, it's crazy. It's the insecurities and it's nuts. If you need any proof, just look around social media and you will see it. Read some YouTube comments, man. Holy. I was watching one where a guy was reviewing a mouse, right? And this is just, it's one of those things that just blows your mind, right? And before, you know, it got caught, I think it got caught yesterday, I wanted to see how long it stayed there, but somebody told somebody to off themselves because of a review of a mouse. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, Really? This is where people's minds are? This is how fragile they are? That they have to virtue signal through a company they don't even fucking own? Like, you don't even need, unless you have stock in that company, shut the wank up. You know what I mean? You're defending somebody else's profit. It's unreal. It's unreal. Gets the blood flowing. You know what I mean? But the fragility is also starting to show in the workplace. Now, I don't know how many of you people have regular 40-hour-a-week jobs, you know, where you're going to another establishment to earn a paycheck. Have you noticed the misery? Now, we all know, right? Misery loves company, right? But if we can just teach one person the fact that they have something that millions of people around the globe do not currently have, and that is a fucking job. They don't have a job. They want a job. I have friends that right now, like I'm borrowing money to, because they're trying. And I see them trying, and I'm giving them a ride trying, and there's employers calling me because they're trying, and they can't get a fucking job because the market's that volatile. See, a lot of these places don't even know if they're going to be open in a month. They don't even know. They don't even know if they're going to be open. They need help, but they don't know if they can hire anybody. That's fucked up. And then so then when you do go to work and you are blessed with a job, you got to sit and listen to these people.
It's Monday. Yeah. Yeah. 7 hours to go. Yeah.
Really? Really, Linda? Are you serious right now, Timmy? It just blows my mind that they can't see the lighter side of it, that, you know, like I said on Twitter the other day, you know, just be blessed today. You have something millions of Americans don't have. Millions of people around the world don't have. Right? You got the motherfucking ability to breathe. And that means you have an opportunity to turn it around. Get your head out of your booteous, Maximus. You know what I mean? If you're doing all them squats, one of these times when you go down, shit your fucking head out. Jesus. Well, that's the start of the rant, you know what I mean? But that's that thought. That's that thought that's mulling around. It's I can't understand. I don't understand this direction. I don't understand. I mean, I understand how we got here, right? There's a lot of bleak. There's always been a lot of bleak. And no matter a time in human history, everybody wants to paint this as the worst time in mankind, right? Motherfucker, that's just because you're alive. You know what I'm saying? If you'd have been back to World War II, you talk to your old grandparents, stuff like that, they would have told you, man, right now is the most tumultuous time. Go back even farther. Take it all the way to the medieval times. Some people would have been talking. It's the worst time ever. But yet it's always gotten improved and it's always gotten better. And somehow we persevere. But I just notice a lot of it now has become about the littlest things, right? The trigger warning. Everybody's triggered. We've talked about it here many times. But it's starting to saturate a lot of different areas, man. Everything. Everybody wants to do the same old shit. The same old shit. I call it media in imitation, right? You see it on YouTube. You see it on streams. You know, the follow suit kind of thing. And I think there's a lot of that in just culture, right? Just people see people going left, they go left too. People start going minimalistic on their alerts. Everybody follows suit. I mean, I'm not saying everybody, the proverbial, that's what you're doing. But really analyze it to a point where you start to look and you see that maybe the things you're creating are imitations and alterations of what somebody else is doing. Not quite 100% original. Maybe you're taking a specific way to work. And that's the way Johnny goes. And you're just kind of going with it. I mean, I don't know. Give it some thought. The imitation factor, right? There's a lot of things we imitate. There's a lot of things that we take and alter to fit us. We very rarely actually create something for ourselves, right? 100%. Now, there's exceptions. There's always fucking exceptions, okay? Get out of my fucking inbox. I'm talking about as a whole, right? As you're looking at a lot of these different companies. Lately, I skip an FPS Friday, so there's not a whole lot to talk about when it came to gaming. Gaming's pretty fucking stale right now because all of the games were following each other's suit. We just went through a huge wave in gaming. And for a lot of the people that might be listening, you might not be a gamer, but there's this thing called Battle Royale.
Oh, fuck.
How do I explain this to somebody that's never video gamed? Okay, there's a group of people playing fucking Hunger Games. If you've never seen the movie Hunger Games,
are you living under a rock?
So you drop down on a map, a bunch of people fight to be the last one left. Okay? Every game for like almost 2 years had some aspect to that. Even if they had a single player, they threw on an add-on battle royale. That imitation, not innovation, imitation. See, it's happening all across all media. You see movies, right? So movies want to be ultra woke. They want to do the female narrative, and then 20 movies come out with a female narrative. It's that imitation. It's not... I mean, we always remember the first time, right? We always remember the first E.T. There's a reason why there was never an E.T. 2. They did it. Told the story. Done. Next. Wah. You don't get that in movies now. You don't. You get a part 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, fucking Avengers 24. It's that imitation. Transformers is a great example of pushing something way too fucking far. Like the last movie I watched, I don't even remember what it was. Something Pink Floyd Wannabe Dark Side of the Moon, or I don't remember what it was called, but it was literally like the first 17 minutes was explosions. And I'm like, bruh,
what is this? Is this like a bootleg Die Hard?
I don't know what the hell. But is that imitation? Do you also see it in streams? Do you see it in YouTubes? Right, because everybody's pushing the narrative. If you got to have the fancy lights, you got to have this. This got to look like this. You got to have this camera. You got to have that. Everything starts to look the same. Everything is the same. And it's a strange point that we're in. I'd like you to look around you and see if you're just mulling over some of the same, right? Maybe it fits you. Maybe it makes you happy. Shit, I'm not shitting on you. But I would like you to take a second look at what you're doing, right? Take an adverse mirror-like effect, butterfly effect. Like, I don't even know. Is that was a fucking movie, I think. But anyway, skip that reference. Drink some tea. I don't know. That fake it till you make it kind of thing, man. It boils down to a lot of different aspects. And, you know, again, I use a lot of streaming references because it's a lot of it where I came from, right? The sponsor, Ships. Affiliate, Ships. Partner, Ships. The difference between those three is so vast, right? So vast. But a lot of folks don't actually understand what it is because they're too busy trying to fake it till they make it. Affiliate ship's not a sponsorship. Partnership is not an affiliate ship or a sponsorship. Look them up. Look them up, please. And no, there will not be a commercial for Raid Shadow Legends. That's a little bit of a to YouTube. You know what I mean? Or the Dyson vacuum. You know what I mean? Imitation. Mass flooding. I wonder if, streaming media creation has kind of hit this plateau. And there's somebody's going to crack it. There's somebody that's going to crack this fucking mold. Somebody's going to break out of this same old same, right? They're going to step the production value up, and people are just going to go, "What? The new bar?" Right? The new it's coming. It's coming. Somebody's going to do it. I feel it, because I feel like as a watcher now versus a doer, that I'm seeing this like plateau of creativity, right? These options. We're limited by what we can do due to, broadcast software, broadcast options. A lot of people are beautifully creative. Again, not shitting on you. But as things improve, like bit rates, encoders, a lot of this technological mumbo jumbo, fucking 39 button stream decks, they allow you to add things, right? But what is that next avenue? IRLs, games, what? Virtual reality? Augmented reality streams, where the users can actually take part in your YouTube video or your production of any sort of way, shape, or form? Is that the future? Is that something that could be coming? That's interesting. It's interesting to think about that movement, that adaptation that we haven't seen in a while.
What do you want?
Got phones ringing over there. I got to run and grab it real quick. Hang in there for a second. Right. Thanks for hanging in there for a second. Fuck is always calling. But there's a lot of different aspects of what I was talking about before the break, before the fucking phone rang. Of these avenues, right? Regardless of what's coming, right? With what's being cultivated for the next generation of creativity, originality. Greed is here right now. And there's so many different aspects of greed that are around me right now, but one I'm seeing, and one that I don't know if I agree with, is the corporate greed right now. It's prevalent, right? iPhone 12 just launched, not shitting on it. But Jesus Christ, $1,300. Samsung dropping phones, $1,800. Xboxes, PlayStations, fucking Nvidia, and their $2,000 cards. AMD, I'm waiting on Intel. Okay, this is just in the tech space. You want to take employers, for instance. A lot of people looking for jobs. A lot of jobs not hiring. A lot of jobs are getting greedy. A lot of people are not offering raises. Place I've been at almost a year, I haven't got a raise yet. They're on a raise freeze. They're on a hiring freeze. Constantly losing people because they're going to places that are offering a little bit more to attract, right? But it's also making people greedy as well. And nothing more do you have to look at than the latest NVIDIA card release, where people were buying up stocks, turning around and flipping it in a secondhand market for insane amounts of money. People shortchanging stock, right? Let's just say NVIDIA only made 2,000 of those cards. 20,000 of them sold in 2 seconds. That creates an inflated market. Greed. Now, I'm not implying that this is what's going on, but then there was this thing that came out about MSI buying up its own cards to inflate the stock. So this is going on in many ways. Microsoft buying up every studio. Like I said, I'm still waiting for them to buy Starbucks so you can get a fucking coffee with your goddamn Ultimate Game Pass. I don't know what's next. Pornhub? But you see it. You see the greed that is being cultivated across business. And it's also bleeding into personal lives because, it's all around us, right? It's this taker's mentality right now that we're living in. Okay? People in streaming worlds are fighting, literally degrading each other to get more viewers, socially slamming each other with clips to garner more of an opinion on their opinion for traction. It's popular, but it's everywhere around us, and it's not hard to see how that has cultivated into culture. And it's, I don't know, man. It to me, it really gets a bit heavy. You know what I mean? I was talking earlier, in the podcast about the future of media, and it seems that there's one industry that has shown more greed than anyone else, and that is the proverbial copyright strike. And anybody that might be on YouTube or streaming or whatever has some way, in some shape or form, felt this, right? Music is a part of our lives. It is something we've created since, I don't know, way before I was born, right? It's something we use to express our emotion. I don't know how many times I've been in a car. Hell, this morning I threw out a tweet that I know is going to get knocked down. But I was listening to Creedence Clearwater, Midnight Special, threw a video up. I can fucking guarantee that somebody else is listening to that song right now. Because I played it, I showed my vibe, I was grooving. Hell, somebody might even have bought it, but you know what? I'm going to get copyright strike for it. Music industry, wake the fuck up! That is one industry that is not innovating. That is one greedy fucking group of people that are not innovating. Artists, if you're listening to this and you make music, do it on your own. Don't let these conglomerates get a hold of you. Sure, they're offering advances and big fucking checks, but they are ruining the listening experience between you and your consumers. I'm telling you, man. Take streaming, for instance. You'll get a copyright strike if you play some music. Now, it is starting. Just now, 2020, starting to innovate into a space where you see places like Twitch bringing out their own little, they put some sort of gimmick name behind it. I don't know what it's called. Just look it up. Where you're able to listen to some tunes, right? Somebody's paid these large corporations. They're greedy money. And, you know, a penny of that goes to the artist, but the rest of it's just going to go to filling somebody's fucking yacht. And that's terrible. But it's been cultivated for so long, we accept it. Right? We accept it. But in the end, the smaller beginning entrepreneurs, when it comes to media creation, even people that play music, I know I've used some music that was made in-house, 100% original, and it's been copyright striked. I was in the room when the fucking guy made it, when he played the instruments, but it had one note. At 2 minutes and 31 seconds, it sounded like another song. A note, guys, okay? B sharp, fuck it, copyright strike. Take everything he's done, just take it. It's ours now. If you want to fight it, go get a lawyer. It's unreal. And then there's the other side of the coin where I understand the royalty side of it, right? These artists that are protecting themselves from people stealing their shit and claiming it as their own. You see that all the time in streaming. Again, see people putting streams up of other people's shit to gain traction. It's greed. And it's infiltrated. And music is one of the places that it hasn't adapted. Everywhere else seems to be kind of moving a little bit forward, slowly, right? Pretty soon we'll be streaming in 4K. It'll be a thing. As encoders get better, you know, we're almost there. You know, 8K gaming, almost there. But music is stale. Music has stopped. And, I was really excited when Spotify and Anchor did this new deal where you can have a podcast and you can talk about music. You can play a song and have a conversation, see a dialect. See, we used to do that on streams. I used to play music and I used to talk about it in a contextual sense where we'd be listening to a specific album and it would turn into an hour-long conversation between somebody that was an enthusiast of Tool. And it was great. But you knew you couldn't upload the VOD because you were going to get struck down. Right? You knew you couldn't offer that value to somebody else that maybe wanted to watch it and potentially come by and take part in it too because it was something they were passionate about, but it got shut the fuck down because they haven't innovated. They haven't moved forward in the space. Now it's starting to, and I'm really happy to see that it's starting to. Well, what does that mean for us as creatives? I say us because there's a lot of people that listen to this that do work in the creative space, right? And that do have these hurdles they have to jump over. See, that's part of being an entrepreneur. You're going to have to jump hurdles. Hurdles and turtles. Don't jump turtles. Forget I even said that.
What?
But, you know, you're going to have to jump hurdles. You're going to have to go through things. You're going to have to, you know, kind of find a way to adapt. And a lot of people are going royalty-free. There's a lot of royalty-free creation. But even royalty-free seems to be getting struck down now. I was reading Twitter yesterday, last night, day before, one of these days. And Harris Heller, another popular YouTube / Twitch personality, creative, if you want to call it, made a bunch of royalty-free music. And even their VODs using that music were getting muted, right? So there's more underlying issues when it comes to music. And it's a crazy thing. It's something I believe that we should start learning, finding a way to share between each other without having to circumvent the entire industry, right? Without the Napster of sharing music between you and your buddy. Like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Poots. You get some water, baby girl? She's a lazy poots today. Early bird gets the worm, poots. Yeah, she looked at me and said, fuck that. Early bird in Minnesota gets the frostbite. No, but yeah, that's a cool new feature between Anchor and Spotify. And it was cool to see that that's being cultivated somewhere, somehow, some way. Boom, baby, let's go. Maybe we'll do a couple little song ones, man, and I'll share some songs with you guys and talk about the first times that I actually was able to listen to some of these songs and the impacts that some of this music makes on me and how it reflects my moods and oh, fuck, I know you vibe with it. I know you vibe with it. I know you vibe with it. You have to, because I know you're doing it in your life. But this crisis of greed, man, there's a solution. If you've hung with me this long, there's a solution, and the solution lies with our individual actions from time to time. See, we offer ways here for you to subscribe to the channel, right? Just you listening to the ad in the middle for Anchor, which I don't know what you're doing. You should probably make one. We get a small slice of. We don't force you to monetarily support the podcast or the channels. We do not apply pressure to you. We will suggest it. This is between my mouth and your ear.
Fucking you in the ear, pussy.
See what happens when I remove the filter? Oh, that came out of nowhere. Oh, I do all this off the cuff, man. I literally don't have bullet points. It's not your standard show where you got this like script. I know I probably should because all the professionals say that you should, but the solution to not being greedy, man, is just taking our own actions into consideration. Like we do here on the show, we do suggest that you have the opportunity to help us out in a monetary sense, but we do not force you. I do not force you to say $4.99 and you can't listen. Is that effective? That is effective, right? Because everybody's learned to accept that. You have to be a follower to chat. You got a this to that. Bada boom to bada bing. I don't know if bada boom and bada bing. Whatever. You get what I'm saying. You get what I'm going at. So as I move around from day to day, I'm constantly right now reflecting and checking my actions to see if I'm buying into this greed sense. And I've always tried to keep some sort of humility and one eye on my actions towards other people, whether it be here on the podcast, in media. I think my history with you guys clearly reflects that. And I hope that more people can adopt a similar mentality. Does that mean you will be less successful? I don't know. I can't say with, you know, if you do this, it's going to fuck you up. If you do that, it's not. If you do this, no. I'm not here to dictate what you do. And I hope you're not here to dictate what I do. This is a friendship. It's a mutual agreement we have. And it's cool, man, the vibe. We need to get back to the vibe. 2021, man, let's bring back the vibe. Let's bring back our humility. Let's lower our greed and improve our lives. Enriched not only by money, but by the relationships and the moments that we can share in this time that we will never get again. So no matter how many times in our minds we want to think that we're going to live forever, we are not. And all those throats we cut for that mighty dollar aren't going to get us anything. But what can we do with that mighty dollar to change somebody's emotion? What can we do with our voice? What can we do with our actions to properly improve? I said properly, but I don't know if it's proper, but to me it feels proper. Improve somebody else's life. Hopefully through some of these podcasts, man, you guys have reflected a little bit, maybe found an area that you can achieve, improve through my examples of turmoil or hardship. That's all I really want. On Thoughty Thursdays, might sound like I'm bitching and ranting, but you know what? I'm saying the shit that you wish you could fucking say. Because I removed the filter. The barrier between me and you. With that being said, man, enjoy your Thursday. If it's Thirsty Thursday, drink in moderation, okay? Because if you drink a gallon of tea, you're going to have to pee. That's just fucking facts. I'm spitting out the Wikipedia facts for the fuckers on Twitter. I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm going to feed the poots. Spend a couple minutes with her because that is important and that is enriching. And then I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go to my job. And I'm going to listen to these people, bitch. Well, not all of them. Some of them are very, very happy. But not many. Peace, love, and chicken grease, guys. And as always, be good to yourself, man. Be good to others. I'll catch y'all real soon. Peace.